This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, we saw some of our first light snow, mainly north of Yakima to Moses Lake on Thanksgiving and Friday. Rainfall over the Thanksgiving weekend and Monday was between a quarter and two-thirds of an inch on most farms in the Columbia Basin. And we're looking at a couple more weather systems this week to add to that total. Additional rainfall of a quarter to three-quarters of an inch are likely, mainly today, Friday, and Saturday. There will be some small chances for rain Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday as well. And this should put a dent in the rain deficit we've seen over the past 6 months. Today's cold front won't really bring much colder air, as we should see temperatures in the mid-40s to mid-50s. The cold front on Friday, however, will drop temperatures to near or below normal this weekend. Livestock cold stress will be a concern with these wet conditions, especially with the colder air beginning Friday. And even colder air is slated for next week, as we'll see some Canadian air filtering into the region. It's not out of the question to see some snow again in parts of the Columbia Basin with the colder air next week. Soil temperatures are currently in the mid-30s to lower 40s and will likely warm a few degrees into Friday and then cool back into the lower to mid-30s this weekend. So expect some slower development of pastures and winter wheat, which is fairly normal for this time of year. For AgInfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.